Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. Do we have some saints in here this morning? I mean, this afternoon, tonight. I say praise the Lord. Amen. This is revival.
That's right.
This is revival.
Yes.
Amen. And now you done hear two great sermons. And I know you were just bubbling over.
Mm-hmm.
You just got so much praise in your heart. Amen. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I hear even a little boy right there saying, praise the Lord. Amen. Everybody that have breath need to praise the Lord. Amen. And you know, I know we living in a time now where a lot of things is happening. It drains us. It sometimes stresses us out. And amen, things just happening in our homes and problems here and problems there and sickness there. And amen, this situation here. Just so many things happening. But we cannot forget that we got a God that is able to help us in times like these. Amen. You pull up. I know it's depressing. Amen. You pull up to the gas pump. $4 a gallon. I mean, that's depressing. Praise God. 2 gallons is $8, Sister McIntyre. And you put that 2 gallons in your car, you can't go but from a few miles down the street. And you're going to need another pump, some more gas. Amen. And you know, and sometimes we as Christians, you know, we know these things sometimes weigh us down. And amen. And then sometimes we in church, you know, a lot of things happen right into the church. And some things that seems to be, amen, depressing and seems to be discouraging. But I came all the way from Durham, North Carolina to encourage the Miami congregation. And if I have a thought, it will be, Lord, stir me up. Ain't God good in here? Yeah. You know, sometimes I love to tell my congregation, I say, repeat after me. Lord, sometimes we need to let the Lord know. Tell them what you want. Yeah. Amen. When your children come to you, amen, and they want something, sister, they ask you, right?
Amen.
And then, and you give if you desire or you don't. And we need to ask the Lord.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Amen.
We need to ask the Lord. Can we ask the Lord together tonight? Say, Lord, stir me up.
Amen.
Yeah, ain't God good? Amen. We need a stir up, because if we don't, amen, if we don't get stirred up in times like we're living in, we're going to fall out of the race. Oh, my Lord. All I tell you what, I'm glad. I was telling somebody in the Durham congregation the other day, I said, I'm glad that scripture's in the Bible, because I'd be in a fix. The Bible said where two or three are gathered together in His name, He said there are, I will be in the mix of them. Amen. It's a little scarce in here this night. Praise God. Ain't a lot of people here, but I'm glad we are here. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. Because you know, it boils down to you and the Lord. You got to stand between you and the Lord. This is an individual matter. Amen. In our congregation, we don't have this many. And I said, Lord, I look sometimes, I said, oh, praise the Lord, we got two.
Praise the Lord.
We can have some church.
Praise the Lord.
Ain't God good? Then next thing you know, three done walked in. I know we had. Amen. It's getting on like it need to go now. Ain't God good? So thank the Lord for that scripture.
Amen.
Praise God. That's an encouraging scripture.
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you, I have to be reminded. I say, you know, ain't but three of us. But we're going to still praise the Lord. We still going to have church. We still going to have Bible study. We still going to, amen, come and worship the Lord. I, for years, work into and preach and minister into nursing homes. Amen. Before I started pastoring, I had like 5 nursing homes that I would go and minister in. And I love to be around elderly people. Amen. I just like elderly people. I learn from them. And, but I remember there was another minister there, praise God, that I didn't know, but some of the residents told me, they said, they called me Pastor Leonard. They said, Pastor Leonard,
You ain't like these other preachers that come. Amen. They said a preacher came and there weren't but three or four out here. And he had his choir with him and everything. You know what he did? He looked out there and see about three or four people. He packed their little bags up and left.
My Lord.
Oh, my Lord. I said, come on here. That ain't no good. I don't care about it, but me and you, we're going to have some service. Ain't the Lord good?
Amen.
So I'm here to encourage you, saints. Sometimes you look, you wonder, where is this person or that person? Amen. Well, pray for them, but you go on and do what God intends for you to do.
Amen.
Ain't the Lord good? Don't get discouraged because you see some empty benches. We live in, my mom used to say, we're living in low gravy now. Amen. Things are getting nitty gritty, praise God. The rubber is getting to the road, praise the Lord. Amen. So that lets you see that time is running up, but I'll tell you what, I'm not going to let, amen, what I see discourage me. I'm going to run on anyhow. Amen. Like that song we sang sometime, I got a race to run, and I'm what? Running by faith. And if you can't help me, please don't hinder me, because I got to go on. Ain't the Lord good in here? I believe I got some witness in here tonight, knowing that whatever will of me, I'm going to go right on. Praise God. Sometimes you just listen. You get calls and discouraging calls. You know this didn't happen. This person didn't fell out of race. This person didn't backslid. This person did this. But that, you know what that do for me?
That's right.
Thank God good in here. That's a stepping stone. Let me know if the devil got this person, he can very well try to get me. So I'm going to keep moving on. Amen. I'm going to keep going on anyhow. Ain't the Lord good in here? So let us be, I want us, our minds to be stirred up tonight. Praise God. Amen. In the things of the Lord. Do I have any lemonade makers in here? How many can make some good lemonade?
Amen.
Feel like I need some right now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I can drink good lemonade.
Amen. Well, they tell me I can make some good lemonade.
Amen.
But a good lemonade maker, you know when you make that lemonade, praise God, you got to make sure you stir all that sugar up. Praise God. You know, I have been places where, amen, they make me some lemonade and the sugar is all at the bottom. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. And then when you get it, it ain't sweet because they didn't stir it up. Amen. But you got to stir that lemonade up. I remember these sisters back in the day, they had them wooden spoons. Amen. Y'all too young to know about this kind of stuff. Oh, excuse me. Look at sister over here. Ain't God good? Amen. Them wooden spoons, they stirred that lemonade up. Praise God. They stirred it up really good, didn't they? Amen. Some of us, and I just use that for a parable tonight. You know, some of us like that sugar at the bottom of the pitcher. Amen. We done settle down to the bottom. Hello somebody. But the Lord need to help us tonight. We need to come on up to the top. Ain't God good? We need to come on up to the top. We need to say, Lord, stir me up. Amen. I done got settled to the bottom. I done got relaxed. I done got calm. I done got selective. I done got cute.
Oh, my Lord.
Ain't God good in here? But Lord, I'm not on fire like I used to be. You know sometimes how your little lamp seems like it's flickering now. It ain't going out, but it's flickering. Ain't God good? But you need to say, Lord, renew me.
Yes.
Renew my mind. Yes. Renew my soul.
Yes.
Renew my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Wake me up, Lord.
Yes.
Shake me up, Lord. Stir me up, Lord. Because I don't want to miss this thing. Ain't God good in here? You know, we live in a time where people just getting real calm. And amen, in a comfort zone, praise ye the Lord. And amen, and just giving up and throwing the towel in. But we don't have no time to lose. We ain't got no time to give up and give out. I'm still encouraged. I don't care what I done heard, who done this, and I'm still encouraged. I'm still fighting on. I still mean to go right on until the crown is won. I still mean to fight the fight the faith on earth until life on earth is done. I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me the victory if onward I shall go. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, we got to get it together. Praise God. Yes, the Bible say in the last days there'll be a great falling away. Didn't he say that, brother? Amen. It ain't got to be you and me.
That's right.
Amen. Don't you be in that cycle. Amen. In that category. Praise the Lord. I mean to go right on. I mean to love the Lord thy God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yes. Praise God. That's why I'm going to let the Lord keep me stirred up in the name of the Lord. Yes. Now, the Bible said here, amen, in the book of 2 Timothy. Let's read through here. Amen. Tonight, we won't try to hold you too long, but we just want to share a few points with you tonight. Amen. 2 Timothy, we want to read verses, the first chapter, and we want to read verses 6 and 7. And I got some out of these two verses that I haven't got out, and the Lord showed me something in this. Amen. And it was a blessing to me, and I want to share it with you tonight. Amen. The Bible said here, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a what? Sound mind. Ain't the Lord good in here? Praise you the Lord. I thank God here where it said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift. Ain't the Lord good?
Yes.
Amen. All of us got a gift.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
But we need to get it stirred up.
Yes.
Amen. It's a song we hear back on the radio back in North Carolina. Stir up the gift. Praise God. And the Bible said here, this scripture said here, stir up the gift which is in thee. You got it. It ain't that you're a bad person, you don't have the gift, but the gift is within you.
Yes.
Right.
But it's not working. It need a little activating. Ain't the Lord good? It need a little stirring. It need a little attention, see? If you don't, amen, stir it up, praise God, then it don't be in none effect. That's what the Bible said here. Stir up, come on here, the gift of God which is in thee. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. We know sometimes how we don't, amen, don't do like we used to do. Praise God. You know when we first got saved? Can you relate back when you first got saved? When salvation came to your house? Do you remember how you were so encouraged? Do you remember how you were so fired up? You remember how that zeal was so strong in your life? But over a period of years, or over a period of months, praise God, then sometimes we fall by the wayside. Sometimes we get a little slow and slack, amen, in our walk with the Lord. Kind of like a brand new pair of shoes, praise the Lord. You know, when you get something new, you really take care of it. Amen. You shine it up and keep it all nice. But when it get a little age, when it get a little age, praise God, then sometimes you can't find them. Come on here. Praise the Lord. And salvation in our lives sometimes get a little on the low side. But we need to say, Lord, stir me up.
Yes.
The gift is there.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I'm not telling you don't have the gift. You got the gift, but it ain't working. Yes. Ain't the Lord good in here?
Yes.
Amen. So the only thing we need to say, Lord, stir me up, Lord, in the name of the Lord. Alright? It said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. We don't have to fear. The Lord has not given us the spirit of fear. But the Bible said, but of power. Amen. Where the power tonight? Send the power down, Lord.
Amen.
Send the power down in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. I tell you, if we don't have the power, we won't survive. Amen. Thank the Lord. You know, we can sing that song till Jesus come.
468. Send the power down.
Yes.
But you know what? We got to receive the power after it's sent down.
Yes. True.
Amen. Ain't the Lord good in here?
Yes.
We got to receive the power and allow the power to work in our everyday life living. Praise God. I know, amen, in your church sometimes a lot of things go on, and on your job, amen, a lot of negative vibe and a lot of things happen, and in the community, praise you the Lord, but we still need to be a good witness. We still need to let folks know the Lord is still good. And we still need to let folks know the Lord is good, and He's good all the time anyhow. Amen. Just like a job, so, you know, you get on job, folks start complaining. You get on this job, they're complaining. This ain't right, that ain't right. And then a lot of times, if you ain't mighty careful, they have you complaining about something on a job. That thing to know, you ain't got no job. Huh? You done got discouraged. But that's the same way the devil works. But we're not going to allow the devil to work that way. We're going to let the devil know, I'm going to listen to the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. All right, now let's turn to 2 Peter, the third chapter. If you get this, please read for me. Amen. 2 Peter, I want you to read verses 1 through 12. Praise you the Lord. We're going to get on through here. Want to bring these points in the name of the Lord. But Lord, I just want you to stir up. Stir us up, Lord. Stir up our pure minds. Amen. It ain't that your minds is corrupt. But our pure minds sometimes need to be stirred up. Praise ye the Lord. All right, who got that one here? 2 Peter 3:1-12. Read.
This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you.
Amen. Write unto you.
In both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance.
Ain't the Lord good? I thank the Lord He know how to stir up our pure minds a way of remembrance. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we may forget, but the Lord knows how to bring things back to our remembrance. Amen. He knows how to stir us up, praise God, to let us know, amen, to be on fire for the Lord. Read on now, my brother.
That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophet.
Yes.
And of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust.
All right, listen up.
And saying, where is the promise of His coming?
Yes.
For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning.
Thank the Lord.
For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and
mm-hmm.
in the water. Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished.
Yes.
But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
Yes.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing.
Be not ignorant of this one thing.
That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years.
That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years.
And 1,000 years is one day.
And 1,000 years as one day.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promise.
Look out.
As some men count slack.
Yes.
But is long suffering to
mm-hmm.
us.
Yes.
Not willing that any should perish.
Yes.
But that all should come to repentance.
Praise the Lord.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Oh yeah.
Can you say that again, my brother?
The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Amen. Now listen, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Read.
In the which the heavens shall pass away with great noise.
In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
The earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burned up.
All right. Do you hear that? Burn up and not burn over. But the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Read.
Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation?
Amen.
And godliness.
Praise the Lord.
Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God.
Yes.
Wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved.
Yes.
And the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Yes. Read on down,
Esther 12.
Yeah, okay.
Nevertheless, we, according to his promise...
That's good right there. That's good right there. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. See, we living in a time now where folks is saying, well, you know, scoffers and these last days, they saying things that, oh, so to speak, that I've been hearing the Lord going to come and, amen, he ain't got here yet and all these type things. But I want to let you know, church, amen, keep your mind pure. Keep your mind stirred up. The Lord is coming, and he's coming quickly, and his reward is with him. Amen. See, if you can ever lose that fear, if you ever lose that hope of the great coming of the Lord. See, we got a lot of people walking around and trying to deceive folks today. Amen. We got a lot of people trying to act like this is just a fairy tale. But I want to let you know, this ain't no fairy tale. The Lord is coming, and he's coming soon. Praise God. Don't get so relaxed in these things that we're getting involved in and forget about the real essential things of life. Amen. Jesus. I said Jesus is coming, and he is coming soon. And that's why it said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Amen. That one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Amen. You know, some people say, well, you know, I hear this years ago. My great-grandma was telling me about this, and the Lord ain't came yet. But how many of us know he don't factor time like we factor time? What did it say? It said that one day is with the Lord is as a what? Thousand years. Amen. So he know when to come. The main thing is what? Being ready when he comes. Amen. We need to thank the Lord that he's still giving us time. We need to thank the Lord that, amen, he ain't came yet. I got a lot of loved ones. I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of relatives that's not ready. And I thank the Lord he ain't came yet. Praise God. I'm glad he's given us some room and some time to move up. Ain't God good? But the Bible said, whatever he say, he gonna do. It said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
That's right.
Now sometimes we get slack concerning our promise.
Help me, Lord.
Amen. Sometimes we say things and promise things and it don't come to pass. Hello in here.
Help, Lord.
But I'm glad the Lord is not that way.
Yeah.
The Bible said here the Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness, but is what? Long suffering to upwards, not willing that any should perish.
Yeah.
Thank God for his mercy. He don't want none of us to perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall what? Have everlasting life. Ain't the Lord good? All right, but the Bible said, but the day of the Lord might come.
Will.
Amen. I got some Bible readers in here.
Amen.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. All this going to be burned up. Praise God. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heaven being on fire shall be dissolved, and the element shall what? Melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. But I'm glad to know, amen.
Yeah.
It said, looking and hastening unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall be melt with fervent heat.
Yeah.
Amen. So let us get our minds on things that going to last. Amen. You know, these a lot of people today in the world, they got their minds on the homes and the cars and all this different things here on the earth. But that stuff gonna melt.
Yes.
Amen. But what gonna last is everlasting life. Our souls got to go somewhere. Amen. And if we get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the Lord, amen, then we are protected by the blood. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? And when he comes, then he'll tell us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come enter into the joys of the Lord. So I'm just saying here, amen, let's just keep our minds stirred up. Amen. Amen. And when we get our minds stirred up, amen, we need to be working for the Lord. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. A lot of times, I'm seeing people today, you know, is getting a little slack. I know we live in a lazy age, you know. Amen. I see them folks standing up. We were talking about that day with signs and say, we'll work, you know, and all this, and panhandling money. So one day I decided to stop and see, will work. I said, I need you to help me. I need some work. How much you paying? I said, minimum wage. I ain't working for no minimum wage.
My Lord.
You got $10 an hour. Now you're starving. You supposed to be homeless. Where you stay? I stay over there in that tree. But we'll work. But you see, we live in a town where folks don't want to work on a public job. We live in a town where folks don't want to work for Jesus.
Amen.
Hello. How many know the Lord? Amen. He needs some helpers.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said he gone up. He gone up to be, Jesus gone up to be sitting on the right hand of God. Amen. And he left you and I. But if we down and out and we ain't stirred up and we done got relaxed and amen and we just act like the Lord is ain't doing nothing for me and I'm just his hardly making it. Hello in here.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, if you just hardly make it, you need to get refueled. Amen. You need to get on fire for the Lord. Look, because the Lord wants us to make it. Amen. He wants us to work for the Lord. Amen. There's so much things to do. When I say work for the Lord, what are you saying, preacher? When the last time we was a witness,
right,
and told somebody about the goodness of salvation? When the last time we went to the hospitals and the prisons and on the street corners and declared the good news of Jesus? Amen. So a lot of times when we think of working, we think, well, I got to be a preacher. I got to be a Sunday school teacher. I got to be a deacon. But there's plenty of things we can do.
Amen.
But so many times, as that scripture says, we just a little folding our hands and, you know, and just taking life at ease. But I'm here to tell you it's time to get stirred up in the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, and we need to tell the Lord, Lord, stir me up. Amen. Amen. Because I tell you about me, I don't want to miss it.
Amen.
I don't want to miss it. See, you know, when you miss the flight, praise God, there's always another flight going that same direction. And you might have to be on standby. And I'm very familiar with standby here in Miami. Praise God. I stand by like 2 days in the airport. I never forget that. Amen. But standby. But you know, that standby, every time there was a vacant seat, there was always somebody come up crying. And I'm sitting looking. I've been there, you know, two or three days. Well, not two or three days, but two or three times. You know, there were two or three flights coming my way. But I remember this family, amen, they had 7 seats. I said, Lord, I know I'm going to be able to get to Carolina now. And that family came up there, and they just boo-hooed. Oh, had a saddle-up story, you know. Oh, we need to get back. All 7 of us, we need to get back. We got something emergency situation came up. Then the next flight, there was somebody else jumping. And I went, because he was going by our standby list. And my name was at the top. Then I said, sir, I was here since yesterday this time. And now, you know, that all these people jump ahead. Well, that was an emergency situation. And we had to let them go. But you could catch the next flight. You know what? When the next flight came, there was somebody else with the same problem or something pertaining to that. And I'm sitting there waking. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for patience, sister. Amen. But I waited patiently. I didn't get mad with none of these Miami Saints. Praise God. Left me out there at the airport. I didn't get mad with none of you guys. Still come back and preach. Still love every one of you. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. One night about 11, 12 o'clock, this sister called and said, I'll come get you if you need me to. I said, that's all right. I'm going to be all right. Praise the Lord. Weeping and endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Amen. That was a long night now, so joy came. But joy did come. Amen. And I got a safe arrival back to my abode. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. But what I'm saying here, we're living in a time where we just have to be careful. Praise God. Amen. Because sometimes things happen like that. But amen. I don't fault nobody. Ain't the Lord good in here? Amen. So may the Lord help us here. But what I'm saying here tonight, it's time to work. It's time to work for the Lord. Amen. Let us all say working time.
Working time.
Amen. How many here loves to work? How many like to work? Amen. I do. My wife called me a workaholic. Amen. I like to work for Jesus.
Yes.
And I like to work in the natural.
Yes.
Now I'm ready to retire from my public job. I've been driving the school bus this year 20 years. And I want to spend more time working for the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
I want to spend more time declaring the good news.
Yes.
Ain't the Lord good?
Amen.
Amen. See, this is precious.
Yes.
And so many people need this tonight. It's people right out here, right in Miami, should be sitting right in this assembly tonight.
Yes.
Amen. But you know what? It takes vehicles to go get them. When I say vehicles, I'm not talking about your cars. I'm talking about us. We are a vehicle. Sometimes we got to work and witness and tell them, hey, the Lord is good. You know, what church you go to? Won't you come to our, you know how we used to do? Hello.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Yeah.
So let us work for the Lord. Amen. And you know what? You know, the Lord ain't like no other boss. How many know He's a good boss?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He get raises.
Yes.
He got a good benefit plan.
Oh,
we're gonna talk about all that good stuff.
The best.
Amen. Got the best.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
It's out of this world.
Huh?
It's out of this world.
It's out of this world. It's no comparison.
Right.
It's no comparison. I've been working for Jesus since I was 16 years old, and I'm 52 years young.
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
Amen. And I ain't ready to trade him for nothing.
Amen.
Somebody said, why are you so excited about the Lord? Because when I pray, I see results.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When I need the Lord, he comes to my rescue.
Amen.
Amen. When I get down, he picks me up.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. When I get low, he said, everything going to be all right.
Right.
Praise God. Ain't the Lord good?
Yes.
Praise God. He's good all the time.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So he is a great boss. He is a great employer. I'm glad to be employed by who? Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. And it bothers me sometimes. I wonder why people don't want to work for the Lord. Amen. You go on these other jobs and work and don't want to work for the Lord. See, the other job is just temporarily. Huh? But this job is everlasting to everlasting. See? We work here in part. But one day we're going to work in full. We're going to be with the Lord forever. Ain't the Lord good in here?
Amen.
Praise God. But I want to let you know, the enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants you to say, well, man, this ain't working. I don't want to have nothing to do with the saints. You hear people say that. I don't want to have nothing to do with the Even Light Church. I'm just tired. I'm finished.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here.
Yeah.
Finished. I'm just getting started.
Oh,
in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Ain't the Lord good?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So let's work for the Lord. Amen. And while it is day, the Bible says, work while it is day, because no man can work when night comes.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's don't be so quick to give up. So Lord, help us here. Amen. All right, now let's turn here to Matthew. We'll be right finished here. Let's turn here right quick to Matthew. Amen. And let us read here Matthew 10, Amen. Let's read Matthew 10, and I'm going to show you some more works for us to do. How many know he sent 12 apostles? Amen. Christ sent his apostles to work for him, to do miracles, and to preach the gospel. All right? It said on the 5th verse here of the 10th chapter of Matthew, it said, then 12 Jesus sent forth and command them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritan, enter ye not. But what I want you to do, I want you to go rather to the lost sheep. Let us all say lost sheep. How many know Jesus left the 99 perfect? The 99 sheep, and went and got that what? Lost sheep. Praise God. That should be the emphasis of the church, is involved with that lost sheep. Sometimes we come and rejoice with one another. We just love to talk and eat chicken, but we cannot forget the mission of the church. Amen. The mission of the church is to seek and save those which are lost.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So the Bible said here, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, heal the sick. How many know Jesus is still a healer?
Amen.
Amen. Ain't the Lord good?
Yes.
He's still a healer.
Yes.
Praise God. Matter not if folks don't have the faith to believe and they run to different places. But I want to let you know the Lord is still a healer.
Yes.
He can heal. He can deliver. He can save. He can set captives free.
Yes.
Cleanse the lepers. He can raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely ye have received, and freely give.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses. When you work for the Lord, sometimes we got to make sure we got this and that and the other. But when the Lord tell you to go, you ain't got to worry about no gold or no brass or no script for your journey. Amen. Some people got to have everything just laid out.
Yes.
Come on here.
Amen.
Amen. Time to work for the Lord.
Yes.
And the Bible said, and into whatever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. Amen. I thank the Lord how the Lord help us to know how to be a good witness, and how to, when we go places, amen, we don't run from house to house. Amen. If that house is where the Lord intended for us to be, just peace to that house and stay right there. Praise the Lord. Amen. So a lot of time, you know, in town, sometimes people run this place and they over here and over there, and that thing they know, that's somebody's got gossiping going here, then something else going in this house. Amen. You'll be caught up in a lot of stuff. But if we go by the scriptures, amen. Stay put. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. And everything going to be all right.
That's right.
Ain't the Lord good in here. All right. Now, let's read on. I'm going through here now. Psalms 103:1. You get it? Read. And I'll tell you when to stop.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
All right. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Thank the Lord. Here is his benefits. Let's not forget him. It said what now, brother?
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities.
It says, now who forgiveth, thank the Lord, all thy iniquities.
Who healeth all thy diseases.
Who healeth all thy diseases.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction.
Look what the Lord do for us. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction.
Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy.
And who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things.
Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things.
So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
Praise the Lord. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for divine justice. Thank the Lord for coming and making a way. Now look here. Now 7th verse says what?
He made known his ways unto Moses.
He made known his ways unto Moses.
His acts unto the children of Israel.
And acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful.
Thank the Lord. How many know the Lord is merciful?
Amen. Amen.
And gracious.
And gracious.
Slow to anger.
Slow to anger.
And plenteous in mercy.
And very plenteous in mercy. Thank the Lord for his mercy tonight.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad he looked beyond my fault and saw my knees. Amen. See, sometimes man stopped right at knees. But the Lord looked beyond our faults. That's good enough. And he saw our knees. Ain't the Lord good tonight? Ain't God good? Amen. So that's why I want to work for the Lord. That's why I want to, amen, because the Lord will work for us. Praise the Lord. Like I said, we have great benefits here. Amen. You know, that's the first thing folks want to know when they get on a job. Amen. When they get hired, the first question is, how are the benefits? Do I get paid vacation? Do I get a 401k? And do I get this? And do I get that? Amen. And that is important. You want to know your benefits. But I'm here to tell you what. This job tonight, working for the Lord, is far beyond any job that you can get.
That's right.
This job, working for the Lord, amen, got the best benefits you ever want. You talking about a 401k? You got it here.
Yes.
Amen. Your investment, working for the Lord, you get a great return.
Amen.
Ain't God good in here? Huh? Amen. I thank the Lord for this. Life insurance. Working for the Lord, you got life insurance. Praise God. You got everlasting life. You never die. Huh? Ain't God good in here?
That's right.
Amen. Thank the Lord for life insurance.
Yes.
You know what else you got tonight? You got health insurance in his on his job. Praise God. If you got poor health tonight, he can heal you.
That's right.
Huh? Amen. If you got high blood pressure tonight, the Lord can heal you. If he don't heal you, it ain't because he cannot.
That's right.
Amen. Sometimes we say, but why ain't he heal me then? See, Lord knows what he's doing.
That's right.
He works when he get ready.
Yes.
Sometimes he just wants you to wait on me. You know? Sometimes he wants you to just trust a little while. How many going to trust him? Since the Lord just come all the time quickly, we won't get the gist of knowing to wait on the Lord. Ain't God good in here? So I thank the Lord for his health plan. Huh? Amen. And you know what? Paid sick days. You know when you stay out of work, sister, we got sick day pay. Ain't God good in here?
Yeah.
Amen. And the Lord is good. All the time. If you sick, the Lord work a miracle in your life.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. See, Lord, everything is all right, ain't it? Amen. And paid vacation. Sometimes you can stay on the job, you don't get but a week vacation.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Huh? Been there 10 years, just get 1 week, years and years. But I'm glad.
Yeah.
I said, I'm glad.
Yeah.
When the Lord is your boss.
That's right.
When you allow the Lord to be your employer. Amen. You got paid vacation. Not just for a week, but everlasting to everlasting. Amen. When he come and vacate us. Amen. And when we be with the Lord. The Bible said to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. How many know one day we're going to leave from here?
Yeah.
Ain't God good? He's going to vacate us from this place and take us back with him. Praise the Lord. And we're going to be there from everlasting to everlasting. Ain't God good? Not just for a week or two. Not just, amen, for a season. But we're going to be there all every day with the Lord. And that I'm glad. Somebody said every day is Sunday over there. Ain't the Lord good? Praise the Lord. We won't have no more wants. We won't have no more problems. We won't have no more troubles. We ain't got to worry about this thing and that thing. Every day will be all right. So don't let nothing here hinder you. Don't let nothing here get you down and lose out in going where the Lord has for us to go. The Bible said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if if I go to prepare a place for you, I will do what? Come again and receive you unto himself. Amen. So let us live for the Lord. Let us be encouraged. Let us look up to the hills of whence cometh thy help. Let us stay on fire for the Lord and stay stirred up and don't settle to the bottom. May the Lord bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen.